This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the line right now, we have Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst with Bankrate, as we wait on Social Security's 2026 cost of living adjustment. Mark, it's something that so many people rely on. And looking at some of the numbers that have been floated out there with the estimates, not expecting a big bump in the amount on the check that gets mailed out.
Good morning, Susan and Brian. That's right. I guess what you could say here is that anything helps, and you know, the expected announcement is likely to deliver a cost of living increase just shy of 3%. That's something, but it's not enough to sort of resolve the financial pressures that many Americans, people around Western New York and beyond, have been feeling because of historically high inflation and prices that are still high.
Talk about this group of Americans that receive it. I mean, they're mostly retirees, right? And they not only expect it, they rely on it, don't they?
That's right. And this coincides with our work on retirement savings at Bankrate, where, as you know, we survey Americans about how they're faring with their personal finances. And the focus for me over the past couple of months has been on the question of retirement savings, and specifically this month on Social Security. And so our most recent survey on this question has found that 52% of Americans who aren't yet retired expect to be reliant on Social Security benefits to pay necessary expenses once they do retire. Only 33% of Americans say they don't expect to be reliant. And the other part of that is that more than three quarters of American adults are concerned that promised benefits will not be paid. Why is that? Because there is a funding shortfall with the Social Security Trust Fund, and it's scheduled or on track to be depleted by 2033. After that, or at that point, the benefits are expected to be cut by between 20 and 25%. And the current situation in Washington doesn't give us any hope that elected officials will be any more attentive in the coming years to this problem than they have been of late, given the fact that they can't seem to get the most basic of things accomplished. And so you might say, well, maybe Americans are a little bit too pessimistic about this, but I would say I think they're being reasonable in the sense that the vast majority are concerned they're not going to get their promised benefits. And just for a moment, I would just want to level set Susan and Brian to remind people that Social Security is a program that each individual in the workforce funds themselves. This is not something where it's the proverbial handout from the federal government. That has been sort of a political Trojan horse out there for many years. We're talking about getting what we've paid into the system.
Even if you mentioned a pessimistic outview, even the most optimistic person, though, Mark, would have to look at everything that you just mentioned and say, well, at the very least, even if I get what I'm expecting with my Social Security benefit down the line, I can probably expect that it's not going to keep up with the rate of inflation.
That's a tough one. I mean, you know, I would say, first of all, the question is, if it is resolved, in other words, this funding gap is resolved in the coming years, what does that math look like? And the reality is that this announcement that's due later today, with essentially a not quite 3% increase in the cost of living for Social Security recipients, that is aligned with what the Consumer Price Index is expected to show later this morning. We have the rare, dare I say, treat of actually getting some statistical data from the federal government this morning, because essentially the Labor Department made an exception and brought people back to work on it amid the federal government shutdown. But maybe I'll come at that in a different way and say the reality is that Social Security was never meant to be the sort of be-all, end-all retirement savings solution, and therefore we should not regard it as the salvation of our personal finances. I would look at it as a tool, you know, much the same as, you know, a piece of the dietary pie, let's call it fruits and vegetables, can feed us to some degree on an ongoing basis, but we need protein. We need other things in our diet. And the same is true with our retirement savings. And so ultimately, the solution for that is what most Americans do participate in, and that is, as we've discussed before, a 401k savings program that's employee-sponsored for those fortunate enough to work full-time and have an employer that participates in a program. And the way to resolve that tension is to be participating in a way that takes advantage of an employer-sponsored match, and that typically would mean that we pay in a minimum of 3-5%, and then the employer matches that equally. And by the way, all that money goes in pre-taxes, so when we withdraw in the day that we're actually retired, you do have to pay taxes on that.
I feel like I've always lived with the threat of Social Security running out, and so I've, you know, been preparing for, you know, myself to take control of that. And I think most people probably have to continue to do that, right?
I do think so. And, you know, first of all, Susan, because of your work and because of the person you are, you're as well informed as anybody out there. And so, you know, you've done the prudent thing. Also, remembering lessons of history in the sense that there was a solution during, believe it or not, the Reagan administration, where there was an effort back then to shore up Social Security funding. So it's been that many years with a presidential administration where a bipartisan solution was working through the system. And so, yes, one way to look at this is to say, let's try to control the things that we can control, whether you want to be involved, let's say, with political activism to try to get Congress to do its work. That's another question. That's for another guest. But what I would say is what we can control is funding our own Social Security, and that is by going through a 401k program or using an individual retirement account or whatever it is. I do want to mention one other thing, though, and that is we've been talking exclusively about the income side of the equation. And another part of the math or the ledger is to think about the expenses side. And another solution people look at is, well, maybe I can bring down the cost of living that I'll have when I'm in retirement. And one way to do that would be to live in a lower cost location, downsize with the home that we're living in. Many people say, oh, well, we don't have kids in the house anymore. We don't need as much space. Go to somewhere where it costs less, or where our mortgage payment or rent is less costly as well.
A lot of great advice and something people really need to start paying attention to if they haven't already. Mark, thanks so much. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate joining us live this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.